NASDAQ drops its 10% float rule and opens a fast lane for mega-cap IPOs. NASDAQ has officially eliminated its 10% free float minimum requirement for index inclusion and introduced a fast entry rule that allows mega-cap IPOs to join the NASDAQ 100 in approximately 15 trading days. The changes take effect May 1, 2026. The move reshapes how newly public companies, including several crypto firms with active or pending listings, access the largest pool of passive capital in equity markets. What the float rule change actually does. The NASDAQ 100 previously required constituent companies to maintain at least 10% of their shares in public float. That threshold was a barrier for companies with concentrated insider ownership, a structure common among crypto firms, where founders and early investors often retain large stakes well past IPO. By removing the floor entirely, NASDAQ opens the index to companies that might have 5% or 7% of shares trading publicly, as long as they meet the other inclusion criteria: market capitalization, trading volume, and listing tenure. The second change is more consequential for timing. Under the old process, newly listed companies had to wait for NASDAQ's annual December rebalance to be evaluated for NASDAQ 100 inclusion. The new fast entry pathway compresses that timeline to roughly 15 trading days for companies that clear the market cap and liquidity thresholds immediately after listing. For context, when a company enters the NASDAQ 100, every index fund and ETF tracking it must buy shares. The Invesco QQQ Trust alone manages over $300 billion. Faster inclusion means faster access to that automatic demand. Why crypto companies are the clearest beneficiaries? The timing is not accidental. Several crypto-native companies are either publicly listed or actively pursuing IPOs. Circle filed its S-1 in early 2025 and has been working toward a public listing. As the issuer of USDC, which recently surpassed $81 billion in supply, Circle's market cap at listing could place it squarely in NASDAQ 100 territory. Under the old rules, Circle would have waited months for the December rebalance. Under fast entry, it could be in the index within weeks of its first trade. Kraken is pursuing a public listing through a SPAC vehicle, Crack Acquisition, which is hunting a $10 billion crypto acquisition target. A merged entity of that size with concentrated ownership would have struggled with the old 10% float requirement. Ripple has signaled IPO interest for years. An XRP treasury company, Evernorth, already filed an S-4 to list on NASDAQ as a proxy vehicle. If Ripple itself goes public, the fast entry rule would accelerate its path to index buying pressure. Coinbase, already in the NASDAQ 100 since December 2024, is the proof of concept. Its inclusion triggered billions in passive fund purchases. The new rule means the next Coinbase-scale crypto listing will not have to wait a full calendar year for that same tailwind. The Passive Capital Pipeline Index inclusion is not just a prestige label. It is a mechanical capital flow. When a stock enters the NASDAQ 100, every QQQ share outstanding must be rebalanced to include the new constituent hundreds of derivative ETFs and structured products that track the NASDAQ 100 must also rebalance institutional mandates, benchmarked to the index must adjust their holdings. The result is a wave of buying that is price insensitive. Fund managers do not decide whether to buy. The index rules decide for them. Compressing the timeline from months to 15 days concentrates that buying pressure into a shorter window, which historically produces sharper post-inclusion price moves. What this does not change, the rule change does not lower the bar for listing quality. Companies still need to meet NASDAQ's financial and governance requirements to list in the first place. The float rule removal and fast entry pathway only affect the timeline and threshold for joining the NASDAQ 100 index after listing. It also does not guarantee inclusion. A company with a $2 billion market cap will not qualify, regardless of how quickly it lists. The NASDAQ 100 is a market cap-weighted index of the 100 largest non-financial companies on the exchange. The practical floor for inclusion today is roughly $15-20 billion. Market context. The change arrives during a period of significant stress in crypto markets. Bitcoin is trading at $67,897 as of March 31, 2026, down 3.65% over the past week. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 29, fear. Crypto stocks have been hit harder than the underlying assets, with Bernstein noting a 60% drawdown across the sector. That backdrop makes the structural change more interesting, not less. Companies that go public into a depressed market but qualify for rapid index inclusion get the benefit of price-insensitive buying at lower valuations. For crypto firms timing their listings, the fast entry rule adds a reason to proceed even in a weak tape.